A few weeks ago, David invited me and my wife Krista to participate in this concluding portion of the conference by offering for all of our participation a contemplative conclusion. We've discussed, Ron has shared with us the contemplative roots of the action and thought of both Grant and Merton. And so it's an honor for us to share with you one of the simplest services of the Orthodox Church, a tradition to which Thomas Merton dug increasingly more deeply throughout his life. And one of the things that's becoming more known about Merton is that he was indeed a rather sophisticated scholar of the Church Fathers. Thank you for passing out some of those booklets for those who haven't yet received them. I'll just take a few moments to explain this brief liturgical poem, and then we'll have an opportunity to sing it together. It's very, very simple, and Krista and I will lead it. And near the end of Thomas Merton's father's life, Merton visited his father on his deathbed, really. And his father was an artist. And his father had really lost the ability to communicate in speech. And so as his son, and this was before he went to Gethsemane, but as Merton's father sat there, lied there near the end of his life, he drew images in the Byzantine style of saints. And so today we have an opportunity to sing together this service, which is called Glory to God for All Things. It's an akathist, which is a certain type of service, which simply means not sitting. So I will, when we get started, I will invite you to stand. You can give in and sit down if you get tired, but I hope that this will refresh us, mind and body, after some serious time thinking together today about issues of peace and justice and spiritual antidotes to fear. This particular akathist, there are many of these types of services that we use in the Orthodox Church. And they're really a sort of form that's really a poem. It's a poetic form, and it uses symbolic language, poetic language, to communicate something to the heart and to the soul and to the mind. This particular akathist comes to us from the period of in the 1930s, really, the great Stalinist periods of persecution of Christians and all religious believers in the Soviet Union. And we don't really know the authorship of this akathist, but it comes to us as a beautiful thanksgiving out of the concentration camps, the gulags, and it was really became associated with one imprisoned priest whose name was Father Gregory Petrov, who died in the camps in 1940. And this akathist, the text of it, was found handwritten amongst some items that belonged to him after his death. So it really emerged out of that context of sorrow, persecution, and suffering. And the title associated with it comes from St. John Chrysostom, as Ron alluded to. St. John Chrysostom faced great persecution, indeed from his own church, and ended up being exiled from the city of Constantinople, where he led the church, to Armenia, where he died. And the last words that emerged from his lips were, in fact, glory to God for all things. And so we'll just take a moment to get ready, and I'll invite Krista to come join me And the way the Akathist works is Krista and I will chant these first verses, and we won't apologize for facing the wall. We're all going to face in a common direction, because I think all of our thoughts and thinking has gathered us together in a common frame, so we'll focus all our attention in the same way. And then there's a bold part at the bottom of each page, and we'll begin, you'll see in the booklet, the page that begins with Ode 1, and we'll go through till the end of the page that begins with Ode 13. And the bold part at the bottom of each page, I'll invite you to sing together in the melody that Krista and I will sing it to begin with. And as you feel comfortable, I would invite you to feel free to join in. I understand that there are some Lutherans in the room, so I assume there are some people here who know how to sing. So with that said, I hope that this will be a meaningful conclusion, a formal conclusion to our time together. Let's now begin with Glory to God for All Things.
Everlasting King, your will for our salvation is full of power. Your right arm controls the whole course of human life. We give you thanks for all your mercy, seen and unseen, for eternal life, for the heavenly joys of the kingdom which is to be. Grant mercy to us who sing your praises both now and in the time to come. Glory to you, O God, from age to age.
I was born a weak, defenseless child of your angels. Spread his wings over my cradle to defend me. From birth until now, your love has illumined my path and has wondrously guided me toward the light of eternity. From birth until now, the generous gifts of your providence have marvelously showered upon me. I give you thanks of all who have come to know you, who call upon your name.
Glory to you for calling me into being. Glory to you showing me the beauty of the universe. Glory to you spreading out before me heaven and earth. Like the pages in the book of eternal wisdom. Glory to you for your eternity in this fleeting world. Glory to you for your mercy, seen and unseen. Glory to you through every sigh of my soul. Glory to you through every step of my life's journey, for every moment of glory. Glory to you.
Thank you.
the exquisite scent, the delicate color, the beauty of the most high, tiniest of things. Glory and honor to the Spirit, the giver of life, who covers the fields with their carpet of flowers, crowns the harvest with gold, and gives to us the joy of gazing at it with our eyes. O be joyful and sing to Him. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you.
speaks in the rustling of the trees. The voice of the Lord is the thunder and the downpour. The voice of the Lord is heard over the waters. Praise be to you in the roar of mountains ablaze. You shake the earth like a garment. You pile up the sky, the waves of the sea. Praise be to you, freeing Lord, the pride of man. You bring from his heart a cry of penitence. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you.